I was kind of hoping I'd get to avoid preaching on the Trinity this year. I wasn't preaching this morning. Our main service, such duties were more than ably handled by my dear colleague, John, who talked about Trinity of being less about doctrine and more about love. Less about, and I am paraphrasing here, mental gymnastics and more about the intention of the heart. But I'll stop there. Rather than getting an inadequate reflection from me of John's sermon this morning, I would encourage you to go and listen to it yourself on the St. John's website. I don't get to avoid talking Trinity this year, because it seems our evening readings are equally here to remind us of some of the themes that come out of this concept of Trinity that the Church has formulated. Namely, the mystery of God and the glory of God. Though I veer towards the parts of our tradition that encourage us to divine encounter within, to learning to meet Christ in all people, to the God who is Emmanuel, God with us, the immanent God, there is alongside this in our tradition the talk of the God who is beyond our comprehension. The God who is transcendent. This is the God described in the language of the book of Isaiah that we heard, in the vision of Isaiah in the temple. In Isaiah's vision, we are shown a God who is continually worshipped, a God whose power makes the earth shake, a God who inspires the reaction, "I am not worthy," or as Isaiah says, "Oh, woe is me," and in the Old English, that wonderful phrase, "For I am undone." Here we meet one of the great paradoxes of Christianity, the God who is intimate and awesome, the God within and the God beyond, the divine energy of all creation and the God who is shown in our neighbor, the God of glory and the God of incarnation. It is the unknowable and unreachable God that chooses to make God's self known to humanity, indeed, to make God's self known in humanity. The divine who is revealed in the temple in this vision and who commissions Isaiah to be a prophet is also the divine who is revealed in the fullness of the life of Jesus Christ. If I may drift into some old-fashioned language for a moment, there is an entirely right and proper fear of the Lord, which isn't about being afraid, but about being overwhelmed by the power and beauty of the divine life, who has created the universe and sustains it day by day. There is a proper sense of respect and devotion to a God who can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. This respect, this awe, this mystery of profound love can sometimes be lost by a modernist theology which sees God as a kind of buddy, a warm, caring, rather fuzzy buddy who hangs around in case we find ourselves worried or in need. Of course, it's true that our scriptures talk of a God who is our closest, most intimate companion. They also point to a divine energy, a force beyond comprehension, far bigger than we could ever imagine, a being of pure love beyond what we could conceive, beyond human categories. As human beings, I am convinced that we need both, the immanent and the transcendent, the intimate and the expansive. It's the reason we have the poetry of our scriptures. It's the reason we have any poetry at all. It's the reason music draws us beyond ourselves to see the world anew, that art gives us new perspectives and new ways of thinking. We need mystery, stuff that we can't quite wrap our hearts or heads around. Our vision from Isaiah offers us a glimpse of that divine mystery, even as it talks of a God who reaches out to creation, asking, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" This God, powerful, almighty, and glorious, uses us human beings to show him to the world and to be in the world alongside us. This divine life has a nature that reaches out in love, choosing to be intimately a part of all creation. and longs for us to be a part of this mission to share this divine love with all the world. On this Trinity Sunday, may we see again the glory of the God who is mystery, the glory of a God who is, as St. Irenaeus of Lyon said, the glory of God is a human being fully alive. May we cultivate that balanced view of God between the divine life which is awesome and compassionate. May we catch that moment of transcendence along with the immanence of God with us. To this God, who is worthy of all thanks and praise, be all glory, praise, and honor, now and forever. Amen.